Exercise 10, page 81.
Yesterday, we asked our listeners to call in and talk about holidays and travel experiences. We couldn't air all the calls live. Instead, here are a few interesting playbacks.
Speaker 1.
I have never been happier in my life, and I don't think that I could have come up with a better way to celebrate the most important event of my life. My dad didn't want to give us the classic gift of something for the house because lots of people were going to buy us stuff like that. He knew we are both avid divers, so when we decided to go on a dive safari, my dad volunteered to pay for it all as his present to us for our big day. What a fantastic wedding gift. It really was the experience of a lifetime.
Speaker 2.
We had dreamt of it for years, but were never able to do it. Finally, the opportunity came. We had both reached retirement age, so we sold the house and all its contents and used the money to buy our 12-meter yacht. We left on the 2nd of May and got back 15 months later, having travelled 25,000 miles and seen all our favourite places. It was a long time to be away, and you had to know how to handle your craft in rough, stormy weather. But we were thrilled to have finally got round to doing it.
Speaker 3.
My husband works very hard all year round and doesn't have a lot of holidays. So occasionally we like to splash out on something truly romantic and special. Our ideal holiday consists of chilling out at a nice seaside resort, doing a bit of sunbathing, eating at local seafood restaurants, that sort of thing. Graham really gets to unwind, which is what he deserves, working in a stressful job like he does. I try to vary things for him and never book a holiday in the same place. Luckily, we always seem to pick a winner. And last year's trip to the Azores in the North Atlantic was no exception.
Speaker 4.
In life, you sometimes have to make on-the-spot decisions. That's what I did 10 years ago when I came here. At the time, I'd just planned a 2-week holiday with no intention of staying. It turned out I fell in love with the place. Somehow, I just couldn't leave. 2 weeks turned into 3, and 3 turned into 4. Then I saw a job advertised for a coach tour driver. I applied straight away and got it. I've never looked back since then. I decided to make a new life here, and I've never regretted it.